pew, pew, pew.
Nice.
Summarize, format and spell check easily with Note Assist. Galaxy AI is here on the new Galaxy Tab S10 Ultra at Samsung.com. Samsung account login may be required for certain AI features.
Emotional design. Driving excellence. Japanese craftsmanship. Discover what makes Mazda so special at the Mazda-approved used car event. With a finance rate of 5.9% APR representative on Mazda used personal contract purchase. Running exclusively from October 25th to November 4th. Search Mazda used cars. Participating dealers only, subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Terms apply. Mazda Financial Services. See website for details.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Investigators are looking through CCTV and appealing for information on a major incident in Edinburgh. A man died after being struck by a bus in Scotland's capital late last night. Our reporter Molly Tulett is covering the story for us.
Police Scotland have confirmed a 74-year-old died from the injuries he suffered in a collision in the Cowgate area. A number of surrounding roads were cordoned off and distressing pictures and videos emerged on social media shortly afterwards. Detectives say the sharing of that online is distressing the victim's family, so they're urging people to stop doing so. Officers have spoken to a number of people who were close to the scene and we're told extensive inquiries are continuing.
Next, we're heading to Spain, where the Spanish king has been confronted by angry crowds in Valencia, where flash floods have killed at least 214 people. The sounds you're hearing there are of protesters who've thrown objects and mud while others have shouted murderer. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has been evacuated from the area. He was with King Philippe and his wife Letizia. Tributes are being paid to a 10-year-old girl who died after being bitten by a suspected XL bully in North Yorkshire. Police are continuing to look into an attack at a home in Moulton on Friday. The child's family locked the dog away in their car to prevent further injuries before the animal was then seized. A man has been arrested over a serious sexual assault close to Hereford Cathedral. The site's grounds have been cordoned off since early this morning after a woman reported being raped. Police believe a number of witnesses may have key information. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, says she was wrong to promise not to raise taxes during the general election campaign.
I was taken into a room by the senior officials at the Treasury and they set out the huge black hole in the public finances.
It follows her first budget when she announced £40 billion worth of tax increases. And thousands of people have been marching through central London calling for action on sewage. They want water companies to face tougher punishments for polluting rivers and seas. Drizzle for some parts of the UK overnight, but otherwise mostly dry. A cloudy day for many tomorrow. That's the latest. I'm Johnny Freeman.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical. Jack Pepper.
On Magic Classical.
What a way to pass 4 o'clock. Mozart here on Magic Classical with his overture to The Marriage of Figaro, as played by the Manchester Camerata, one of the jewels in the crown of classical music in that piece. And speaking of jewels, quite an exciting discovery was made back in 2019. Indeed, a record-breaking discovery. The highest value treasure find ever recorded in the UK. And as of this week, it's been announced that this whole coin hoard dating back to the Norman Conquest will be displayed at the British Museum before returning to where it was discovered back in 2019 in Somerset. This is a hoard of 2,584 silver pennies. They were discovered very casually by some metal detectors in Somerset back in 2019. They were acquired on behalf of the nation by the Southwest Heritage Trust. It's believed these coins date right back to the 1000s, and they've been buried all that time in northeast Somerset. It was believed they were actually buried to keep them safe during conflict and turmoil. This is the highest value find ever recorded. It's valued at £4.3 million. Well, the British Museum will be putting these coins on display in London from the 26th of November, and then they'll tour museums across the UK before finding a permanent home at the Museum of Somerset in Taunton. I don't know about you, but I'm not somebody who carries spare change, but if those coins were worth £4.3 million, I'd certainly find somewhere safe to keep them. Well, a musical treasure from a likewise earlier era now, this from the 1500s, Thomas Tallis setting the words, "If ye love me." This is sung by the Tallis Scholars.
Magic Classical. Thank you.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Magic Classical.
Thank you.